Hello. It is Adrian, OB Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a looking side. And it is Wednesday Night Lives. It's Wednesday Night Lives. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot calmer than I normally am tonight, right? Because I feel like you know, it's just a little heavier, I think, for a lot of people. So let me explain a couple of things. One of the things I want to explain is my shades. When I'm looking at the computer now, and I have to wear shades, and it's because of the glare. I've got some eye issues, and I have a surgery coming up soon, so. Just be aware of that. When I'm facing the computer, I definitely have to have my shades on. And also, I do want to just send out lots of love to those who sent their prayers and well wishes, you know, about my family. As far as I know, my brother's okay. My son-in-law is home, and my daughter is getting better, I think, and doing well. And so, you know, just me, I've got my little shades now, and I think that'll help with the glare. So I think we're getting better, and I think everything is going to, you know, everything's going to be okay. I really believe that. I really want to believe that with all my heart, right? So we're going to talk tonight about a couple of things. One of the things I really want to discuss tonight is, well, you know, we just got through the full moon in Virgo. It was a super full moon. That was just 2 days ago. And it's so weird because the moon, we're talking about Virgo, right? Virgo rules health. It's the health sign. It rules health. It rules work. And it rules like the mundane things we do every day, like getting up, washing our face, brushing our teeth, making our bed, getting food to eat, that type of thing. And these are the things that have been affected over this last week because of the spread of, you know, contagion or whatever. And it's very, very Neptune opposed a full moon in Virgo. I had made a, I don't know if anyone went to look at it, but on the website at Astrology Look Inside, I believe I have an article up there that discussed this, because Neptune in Pisces, well, it's known for infections and viruses. I don't know if people knew this. So the fact that we're dealing with this coronavirus when Neptune is in Pisces, hello. And the fact that it would explode, like if you've seen what happened in Italy and here where I am in Seattle, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of cases. This happened pretty much right in the shadow of this full moon in Virgo. Now, over the next 2 weeks, I fully expect that we're going to hear lots more about the virus, about the contagion, whatever, because, you know, we're in the shadow of that Virgo full moon, and it's a super moon. So we're going to hear more before we stop hearing more. But I really think we're dealing with a very serious transit that occurred. And this was the end result of that particular transit. Now, you know, Neptune is still in Pisces, so we're still going to be dealing with, I think, infections or infectious diseases or whatever it might be while Neptune is in Pisces. The good thing is that we're not going to be dealing with the supermoon in Virgo, right? I think the combination proved to be explosive, way more than I did not expect that Neptune and supermoon to combust like that. They did not mesh well. Or, you know, the earth and water, they kind of grew something, right? Like, you know, it grew like a plant over the last few days. So just be aware that's what's happening. A part of me wants to freak out, but then I'm looking at it from the viewpoint of an astrologer, and I'm like, we're dealing with a transit. Very much so. Jupiter joined the party, by the way, in that, because Jupiter is in the early degree or around the same degrees of Capricorn. So let me discuss where the actual planets are. The sun today is at 21 degrees of Pisces. And the moon has gotten away from that. The moon's at 25 degrees of Libra. So we're way out of it. You know, it's gotten out of Virgo altogether. It's at the tail end of Libra. So I think we've been dealing more with relationship and marriage issues and things like that over the last day or so. Mercury is at 28 degrees of Aquarius, and it is officially direct. You know, it's stationed direct at 28 degrees, and it is there. We have made it to Mercury direct. Thank you. At least we have that, right? At least communication will make some sense, and maybe we'll even make some forward progress in a lot of movement and communications and other things like that, because we're dealing with that forward movement, finally, of the Mercury. Issue, though, is Mercury is going to be going through Pisces, and it too will eventually hit that Neptune, which is at 18 degrees of Pisces. Jupiter is at 21 degrees of Capricorn, and so it is, I think what happened, because the full moon was at 19 degrees, if I'm not mistaken, 18, 19 degrees, right around there. And at that time, the sun was there, and I think Jupiter was at like 20 degrees. So they were, you know, making a definite connection, all of them. And it, in a way, it's like Jupiter was, like, imagine a hot air balloon, right? So Jupiter was blowing up that super full moon in Virgo, like, really. They were trying. And it was getting along with the sun too. So it was all in agreement with that. And Neptune was sitting on it. Like, it just was like a feeding ground for infection. So just be aware that that's what happened. I think we're pulling away from that. We're going to be fine. Oh, and I forgot to say that, you know, Mars was there too at 16 degrees. So Mars is at 16 degrees at Capricorn. It probably was around 15 at the time. So we really had a moment. Like, that super Virgo moon did a number. And the fallout from that Neptune and Sun Pisces conjunction versus the super full moon in Virgo is what the fallout is, just so that you know. Saturn is at 29 degrees, almost there, you guys. So that's the thing I want to talk about. So I don't know how many of you guys have paid attention to me, because I've tried to warn you and prepare you over the last month or so, but we are about to experience something very, very major. And that is that Saturn, you know, the taskmaster, what I believe is the reason why a lot of things are really happening, because Saturn's heavy. It restricts and constricts a lot. And I think it's restricted quite a bit during its reign. It's like going out like a lion. I mean, really, truly. I think people are going to look back on these days of Saturn in Capricorn as dark days. And so it's about to go out of, you know, hopefully dark days. Okay. So let me explain it a little bit deeper. Saturn rolls, or Saturn is the ruler or co-ruler of two signs. It rules Capricorn and it rules Aquarius. So it spends two and a half years in Capricorn, and then it treks into Aquarius for the next two and a half years. In my opinion and my studies, I feel that when Saturn is in Capricorn, it's the heavy. It's heavy, like lead, like rocks, like bricks, like when it, you know, hit you like a ton of bricks. Yeah, that's Saturn in Capricorn. It is nothing to play with. And Pluto is there. They made a conjunction, which I think probably was when this entire virus was created in a test tube somewhere. And it just was not a pretty year. This has been a hard year for a lot of people. But it is finally going to leave Capricorn, and Saturn is going into Aquarius, and it is the co-ruler of Aquarius. So it's as if it's going home again. It's like it gets a second chance to do it again. And I think it's going to restrict and constrict, but in a whole different way. You see, Aquarius is not conservative like Capricorn. Aquarius is much more free thought and free falling. It's eccentric. It's, you know, you can't pin it down, really. Aquarius is everywhere. It's erratic activity. It's like electricity. It's that stroke of brilliance. That's what Aquarius is. So it is, because it leads to some erraticism, when Saturn is there, it steadies it. It makes the things that are unstable, stable. It's a stabilizing influence. So whatever this instability is, and I really believe it's going to happen, because it's going to make a square sometime during the summer, I believe, it's going to catch up to Uranus, which is at 4 degrees now. And Saturn's going to be trekking through, and it's going to make a square to its own sign of Uranus. And Saturn's going to be there. So Saturn's stabilizing, Uranus is erratic. And I think we've been dealing with this stabilizing erratic thing because Uranus has been in Taurus, which is normally a stabilizing influence. But Taurus in general has not been that stable. We're going to see a change in that, I think. I think there's a lot of changes. Change is a big word for Aquarius and for Uranus. In fact, the word change is their word. So there's going to be a lot of changes. Everything may change. The way we look at the world, the way we live and operate in the world, the things that we have available to us in this world, how we view our life, our mortality, how we look at everything is going to change. And I'm hoping that when it does, that it's not going to change in a heavy, hard way, because Saturn can be the heavy. I'm hoping what it's going to do is just be a stabilizing force to something that doesn't feel quite that stable now, if that makes sense. Okay, so that's my hope. We're going to be looking at Saturn moving into Aquarius near the end of the month, and I think around the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a major time, so be aware of that. You'll feel, I think some people are going to actually feel the change. You know, it's that, almost in a way, because when I think Aquarius, it's freedom. It's that freedom that everyone has, freedom. And I'm almost afraid to say it, but I think when Saturn goes into Aquarius, that a lot of us are going to feel a restriction of our freedom for some reason or another. Maybe it's because we're quarantined, you know, like we can't go from fly the way we used to, or go from state to state the way we used to, or, you know, go outside the way we used to. I mean, until they find a vaccination or, you know, a cure for this, how, you know, things may actually change in a very dramatic way. And I say dramatic because, well, especially in the summer, because Aquarius opposes Leo. And, you know, when those Leo planets hit, it's going to be like a fireworks. So I don't think whatever we've got, I don't think will really hit home until around the 4th of July. You know, or maybe the end of July, around the 25th or so, 20th. I shouldn't even say those things, because maybe nothing, like, maybe we'll fix it before then, and, you know, it won't be too much of an issue by then, but we'll see. So let's move on from that. I'm going to talk a lot about Saturn, you know, over the next month. I'm sure I'm going to make some videos about it, because it's serious. It's a very important time in our lifetimes. Saturn only hits Capricorn and Taurus every, you know, it only hits these signs every 28 years. Every 28 years it goes to the next sign. Or to a sign. So like if you're a Libra, well, it's, I don't know how long since it's been in Libra, but just know that it only goes to Libra every 28 years. So it's just the way it is. So it's a very serious situation in that way. So hold on for a second, you guys, hold on. Ooh. I just wanted to see if I could see with my glasses off, and really, it really does not feel good. I can't explain it, but it really doesn't. Okay, you guys, so I'm going to just move on here, just tell you the rest of the things. We got Venus. Oh, Venus is in Taurus already. And it actually is conjunct Uranus, but it's you know, it's separating. So it's moving forward. And Uranus is kind of slow. That Uranus and Taurus and Venus and Taurus, so they've separated. But that node is exactly sextile the Uranus Taurus at 4 degrees. So Uranus is at 4 degrees of Taurus, and the north node is at 4 degrees of Cancer. And so they are sextile each other. I'm thinking that, I've talked about that before. I think that has something to do with, you know, maybe finding a unique path or doing something different, going in a unique way, or standing out from the crowd. It may take a shape in many forms, depending on where these planets are falling in your chart. I'll give an example. Uranus at 4 degrees is in my third house of communication. And the south node at 4 degrees is in my sixth house of work. And what am I doing here? I'm communicating to you in a very unique way. Even though I can't see well, I've got my shades on. I've got my metaphysical music going. I'm talking about astrology. Very Uranus. And it's, you know, with the Cancer, and I'm also here to help people. Very Cancer in the sixth house, isn't it? So it's funny how we actually start to live out some of these aspects without realizing we're living out these aspects in reality. And I guess the last thing I didn't discuss was Chiron. Chiron is at 4 degrees of Aries. That Chiron, though, is making a square to that north node. Exactly. And so we're looking at different issues here. Chiron is a wounded healer. It's healing, but it's wounded. It hurts. It's a pain. And it's trying to heal that area where it is. In my case, it falls in two different places, because I know where my progress area is, and I know where my natal area is. Natally, it's my second house of money. And I will tell you, money like slowed up over the last month. It really, you know, I made a little, not any really, nothing to pay the bills even. It's been, and I think it's the panic over the coronavirus, COVID-19. And you can feel that. I felt that in my actual physical life. You know, it's not just something on a piece of paper. I felt that in reality, that Chiron was squaring my work, right? The North Node, as I mentioned a minute ago, is my workhouse, right? In my work. And Chiron's in my money house. Literally, my money was scurrying my work. I wasn't making any money from my work. So that's why I made it so that I don't do the free readings anymore. I mean, you have to pay a donation to get a reading from me. I'll do the signs, but I don't do that because it takes up a lot of my time. And, you know, they say one esteems most what they value or whatever. You're not going to pay $10 or $15 to get my time. You don't. I don't mean to be mean, but you're not worthy of it. Those who pay for it get it. Those who don't pay for it don't get it. That's just the way I do things now. And if you want to get a reading, especially if you had one from me before, you could, as long as you send me $10. I mean, I'm not trying to ask for a bunch, but just send it. Go to astrologyalookinside.com. That's astrologyalookinside.com. Down at the bottom of the order page, I believe the shop page, the blog page, the homepage, there's a donate button. Click donate and send me $10. I also, my personal, I know I can get money on Facebook as well. You can send through Facebook if necessary. But just know that I just can't do that. Spending hours at a time doing it for free. It began to eat away at my self-esteem. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. I respect what I do. And I respect myself. And I respect the work that I offer. And I want people who respect it as well. And that's why I've made it the way I've made it. Those who would like a reading from me, just know, especially a horoscope reading, just simply go to astrologyalookinside.com and scroll to the bottom of the page, find a donate button, hit donate, and that'll be great. Okay, so I just wanted to do that. In the interim, I am going to talk about where some of these planets are and how some of you guys, you know, the different signs might be affected by the movement of the planets and where they are right now for you guys, okay? And I might pull a card or two for you guys. Maybe, I'm not sure. I don't want to take too much time because I know me. I will run my mouth forever, especially when it comes to cards, because I have too much fun with them, and I did them last night. They were so much fun. So let's talk a little bit about, you guys maybe can even see what I do because I made a list earlier to just keep my mind focused when I'm talking about it. I just want to focus on the emphasis tonight, not where the specifics are, but the emphasis of what has occurred with that super full moon that I talked about at length earlier. Because I believe wherever the super full moon hit you, there is a particular area that I think is going to be affected. There's several areas that are being affected. And I'm going to start with the sign of Virgo, since the super full moon occurred in Virgo. And, you know, as a Virgo, this super full moon would have been occurring on you. So some Virgos may have found that they were emotional. They may have found that they missed their mother or talked about their mother or talked to their mother or had more mothering duties to deal with or contend with. A more emphasis maybe around the children. I just can see a lot of Virgos having to deal with that because we're dealing with the moon, and the moon was sitting right on them. And there could have been tears and emotions that came up for some Virgos because that would have been on them, like on their physical body. They may have had some emotions about their physical body or even their health. But I think because the sun was in the seventh house, many Virgos, you know, because we're dealing when there's that full moon, there's that opposition between the sun and the moon. So many Virgos also had to deal with the sun being in the seventh house, which would have been their partner. So a lot of Virgos have been dealing with issues revolving their partner, involving their partner. And, you know, I know several Virgos who have been, I know a Virgo who posted the cutest little video of her children. And I also know a Virgo who had an issue with her husband. So I can see how this could have played out for Virgos. Just know that the influence of the full moon, as I mentioned earlier, lasts for 2 weeks. So you can fully expect that you're going to feel a little something, something until about the 23rd, when things are going to begin to make another shift. And as I mentioned, we're going to be dealing more like with Aquarius issues and other issues like that. So next we're going to, and by the way, let me just wanted to find out, but that's okay. I don't need to know. I already know. So we're not going to worry about it. So next we're going to deal with Libra. Libra. And by the way, good luck to you, Virgos. Good luck, Virgos, in March. Okay. So let's see. Next we have Libra. As I was about to say, so for Libra, a lot of the emphasis of what occurred happened in the area of money. The second house. Now, this could have been like actual money, but and I could see where that would have taken place. We're dealing with actual physical money. But I think it was stuff. Like, I think with what's been going on with the coronavirus and whatnot, I can imagine many Libras got lots of stuff. And when I see this, the second and eighth house axis like this, I'm imagining a lot of Libras were out buying the stuff. No, I don't know why, because the moon was in their second house. And so they probably went shopping and, you know, got as much water and food and whatever they could get, because it was an emphasis. Their moon is security. That's a definite need to have stuff as security. And so, I could see that for Libras. Now, the other end of that, you know, because the moon was in the second house, but for them, the sun was in the eighth house. And so that's the money. That might be the partner's money, like what the partner is bringing into the home or into the relationship or something of that nature. Or it could have been something like getting money from outside sources, like IRS, like tax returns, or people might be stashing money. I mean, this is like serious money. So it's like that mind, that conversation about money that most of us don't like to have, like about taxes and going to the accountant and all that kind of stuff. So that could be part of it. And it could have just been you dealing with your partner and the money, that type of thing. Also, I could see where it could have been an emotional pull, like a seesaw between wanting to give and what you're, you know, what you're able to share and what you're able to give emotionally, you know, what you're willing to share and give, whether it's between you or your partner. I wonder how many Libras went through this in their relationships or in general over the last few days. Just know that you're going to be dealing with this until the 23rd, and you know, don't let any of it surprise you, whatever happens, because you got 2 weeks of it to deal with. So up next we have, and by the way, Libra, Libras like pretty things. They do. They like to be comfortable. They like to have pretty things. What I just want to say this before I move on. I just want to caution Libras not to blow the bank on things that might not matter a month from now. So, you know, watch your money and stash your money if you can. I'm just saying, don't blow it all on things that might not matter. Okay.